So we'll say there is a beautiful idea that's brought down. A beautiful idea that's brought down. The Maharal, in his Haggadah Shel Pesach, writes as follows. He says, Noagim Lilbosh Beged Lavan Balela Pesach. So we go ahead and we are actually... I'm sorry, let me start a little bit differently. So this year, there's one of the most pressing Pesach Shilas that has come up this year is, what should one do about Shalom Aleichem at the Seder? It's a Shaila, right? What do you do? It's Shabbos Pesach. What do you do about Shalom Aleichem? So we'll say, interestingly enough, there are many different minhagim for the recitation of Shalom Aleichem at the Seder. But I want to read to you something beautiful. So he quotes over here, this is in the Be'er HaChaim. He quotes over here by Minhage Beis Bells, who wrote as follows, the Minhage of the Bells of Hasidim, that Nara Pashte Ba'in Amiras Shalom Aleichem B'Lal HaSeder Shechal B'Shabbos V'yesh Kilos HaKodesh Hanoagos Shalom La'omro. So there are many who have the custom not to recite Shalom Aleichem at the Seder tonight. Why is that? I'm going to come back to that Maral, and that's what I started. We'll come back to that Maral in just a moment. Dome kol Yehudi belel haSeder leKohen Gadol hanichnas lifnai v'lifnim b'kodesh hakadoshim biyom kiyakipurim. Both at the level haSeder, every single Jew has the status of the Kohen Gadol, ultimately, again, who goes ahead and enters into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. At the level HaSeder, every single person is like the Kohen Gadol, not just the Kohen Gadol on any day, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Maharal that he's quoted is the Maharal that I started out with, where the Maharal points out there's an incredible amount of literature regarding why we wear a kittel at the Seder. So, for example, you have many who are of the opinion that the kittel represents Big Day Mason. The kittel represents the burial shroud. And the idea of it is that since on the Pesach night, we're supposed to be like Menei Melachim, like royalty, and there's a concern that the royalty might go a little bit to my head, so wearing a burial shroud, right, nothing humbles you like wearing a burial shroud. Right? So the burial shroud reminds me, don't get too carried away with yourself, because ultimately, again, this is Beged Mason. But then there are many others, like including the Maral and others, who explain, no, the kittel is supposed to represent the big day lavan of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. That just like the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur wore a plain white garment, so at the Leil HaSeder we wear a plain white garment as well. So why? What's the logic? Because again, at the Leil HaSeder, every single Jew has the ability to reach the level, ultimately again, of the Kohen Gadol. I'll tell you an amazing minog. Some have the incredible minog that, by the way, everyone wears white at the Seder. Not just the Baal HaSeder, ultimately again with the kittel, but even the men, even the women, everyone wears white at the. Don't introduce wardrobe minhagim, especially to the women of your household. It's not going to go well. Let them wear whatever they want. Right? But I'm just pointing out that ultimately, again, some take this symbolism incredibly, incredibly to heart. That the idea is that at the Leil HaSeder, the Jew is like a Kohen Gadol. Lifnai v'lifnim, Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now watch this. Therefore, v'halo b'didei ksiv, v'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'ol moed. We'll say, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur, the Pasuk says, V'chol Adam lo yeh ba'ol moed. No other person was permitted to be in the Kodesh when the Kohen Gadol was going to the Kodesh HaKadosh. No one could be with him when he went into the Kodesh HaKadosh. And the Yerushalmi makes an amazing drasha. You see, the Pasuk says, V'chol Adam lo yeh ba'ol moed. The Pasuk could have just said what? Kol Adam. The Vav is a Vav Hamosif. Comes to include something else. Va'amru b'Yerushalmi, de'lahachi k'siv v'chol adam l'rabos ha'malachim. That even the malachim were not permitted to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim at the time when the Kohen Gadol was there. When the Kohen Gadol enters into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he is the holiest being in the universe. And in that moment, no one other than the Shechina has the right to be with him. The Malachim don't have the right to be with him. Certainly other people don't have the right to be with him. V'chol Adam, that's the Kiddusha of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. He is the holiest being in the universe. And therefore, besides the Shechina, no one is allowed to be with him inside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, again, amazingly enough, Amazingly enough, Sha'af Hamalachim Asrum Lios Bebeis Hamikdash B'Shasha Koin Gadol Makriv Es Aktoros Aflaim V'Nefnim. Even the Malachim are not permitted to be in the Beis Hamikdash. Ultimately, when the Koin Gadol is offering up his Ketores, V'Im Kain, get ready for this. Hu Adin Belel HaSeder Sha'aser Lahem Lishos Bebeiso She Yisrael Hamiskadish Bekedushas Kodesh Hakadoshim Dome De'Eis Hakravas Koin Gadolos Aktoros. So listen to this. Therefore, at the Leil HaSeder, when each of us become a Kohen Gadol, and my home becomes a Kodesh HaKadoshim, so my home is governed then by the principle, V'chol Adam lo yieh b'o amoed. My home becomes so holy, I become so holy, that even the Malachim are not allowed to be there. Even the Malachim are not permitted to enter into a place of such incredibly intense Kiddusha. And therefore, Umameila, Ein Tzorech Lomar Shalom Aleichem. Therefore, again, one does not have to recite Shalom Aleichem Malachi Asharis, which is the beautiful, beautiful tefillah that we say welcoming the Malachim into our home. One does not have to recite this on Shabbos of the Leil HaSeder, because it's quite possible that as the Kohen Gadol, and in the home, my home, my dining room, becomes the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kiddusha is so intense that even the Malachim do not have the right to be there. An incredible window into the Kiddusha Bosa that we have the opportunity to imbibe with this tonight. We have the ability not just to have a beautiful Leil HaSeder, an opportunity not just to fulfill the dictum of Chayiv Adam Liros Esasimuk Yotzem in Mitzrayim, to feel the emancipation, to feel the exodus as if it happened to me, but literally I become a Kohen Gadol. And if I become a Kohen Gadol, my home becomes a Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that Kiddusha permeates my home to such a degree that even the Malachim can't enter. But I will say, if we're going to become the Kohanim Gidolim tonight, you know, the Kohen Gadol, before he enters into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, ultimately, again, requires preparation. Requires preparation. If you want to be the Kohen Gadol tonight, you have to prepare today. So how did the Kohen Gadol prepare, ultimately, for his entry into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? So, of course, as the first Mishnah in Yuma says, Mafishin also, they would separate him in order to learn the halachas of the day. But say, Erev Pesach is a very manic day. A lot going on. Take aside time to learn today. Whether it's in your office before you go home to the calm and to the solemnity of the day, right? Take a few minutes to learn. Prepare yourself spiritually. Whether it's Haggadah, whether it's reviewing the daf, whatever it is. The Kohen Gadol, before he does the Avodah, has to learn. If you want to be the Kohen Gadol tonight, you can't roll into the Seder. Just right, you have to go ahead and you have to learn. You have to prepare yourself. The Kohen Gadol davens. Tefillah. Both say to take time today to recite Kapitel Chav Tehillim. Make a Kabbalah. Be on time for davening tonight. Sometimes again, going into Shabbos, going into Yom Tov, there's always a rush. Plan your day. If you put your mind to it, not only can you be on time for davening, but you could even be, I know this is going to sound crazy, you could even be early. You could even be early for davening. And ain't a doma a davening where you're running in 3 minutes late. Even though it's only 3 minutes. In a Doma davening that's 3 minutes late to a davening that's 5 minutes early, where you sit down, you take a deep breath, you say a few kapitla chav tehillim, tvila b'mikvah, right? Chayiv adam letaras atzmo kol demaregel. Let's go to the mikvah. But say, even if a person is not a regular mikvah goer, going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos in general, and going to the mikvah on Erev Yom Tov, it's a cathartic experience. It changes you. It endows you with an additional dimension and level of kiddusha. And ultimately, again, one last piece, which is Gemilas Chasadim. Because Torah is incredible, Avodah is incredible, but you need the third leg as well. I will say, there are a lot of people who go, I say this every Erev Yom Tov, but it's important to repeat. You know, Yom Tov is an incredibly joyous time. And it's a joyous time when Baruch Hashem, you're surrounded by friends and family. But there are a lot of people out there who are not. And all of us know people who go into Yom Tov alone. All of us know people who go into Yom Tov struggling. Today, as you prepare for Yom Tov, and Baruch Hashem, as there's craziness in your home, which is a beautiful, beautiful craziness, everybody running around, preparing and cooking and this, take time to either make a visit or to pick up the phone and call someone who you know is going to struggle with this Yom Tov. Pick up the phone or take time to make a visit to someone who you know doesn't feel the Simchas Yom Tov. V'samachta b'chagecha ata v'hayosom v'hager v'ha'almana. Simchas Yom Tov is only complete if you look out for the other as well. I will say, if we want to be Kohanim Gedolim tonight, let's prepare ourselves ultimately with Chesed, with Torah, with Tefillah, and with Tevilah. And in Emirat Hashem, if we prepare ourselves with those four things, those four pillars, then in Emirat Hashem, we will get to our Seder tonight. We will transform our home into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We will become, each of us in our own way, the Kohen Gadol. And we will create such an incredible Kiddusha in our homes and in our lives that the Pasuk V'chol Adam Lo Yia Imo Ba'oa Moed. Such Kiddusha so intense that even the Malachi HaSharis will be unable to enter. Shabbos, a good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov.